You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got a Hall of Famer on the show.
Nice.
We got a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
A degreed Hall of Famer. I don't know if that's the best way to put it. Man's got himself a master's.
Man.
So.
Can do that now.
And a doctorate.
All them things. And we're glad he's here.
Dr. Larry, and forgive me, doctor, Dr. Larry Malley, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, Malley.
Malley. And thank you for joining us this morning. You have got a big event coming up here in Atlanta.
Yes, in fact, we've been here since Thursday. We're having the Collegiate Nationals for USA Powerlifting here.
Exactly where is that taking place? Because I know it's here in Atlanta where you guys are holding it, because it's going through tomorrow, right?
Right. It goes till tomorrow night, and we are at the Georgia International Convention Center close to the airport. And we're... In our third day, starting at 8 o'clock this morning, over the 4 days, we'll have 1,300 lifters, both men and women, and 130 scoring teams. So,
Doctor, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. Doctor, we think we know everything there is to know about powerlifting, but tell us what we don't know. What will we see when we go out to this event, other than the obvious, having never been out to an event like this before?
Well, one of the most electric things about the Collegiate Nationals is the team aspect of it. Powerlifting is often an individual sport, but we have teams that come from colleges across the country, and they are really excited about their team participation. And so what you're going to see is them cheering each other on, cheering other teams on, interestingly enough. And it's very loud. The atmosphere is exciting. We have video walls that display each lift being done, and the music is a little bit like a rock concert. So it's not really what you would expect from a strength sport.
Spend the time on the weightfront.com hotline this morning with Dr. Larry Malley. My goodness, you've been around this sport for a number of years, going back to the 70s. I dare say you didn't have music and video walls.
No, I didn't. No house parties.
When you started with this, right? You've seen this really grow and evolve.
Yeah, we have as our mission really to make powerlifting exciting. And you're right, I've been involved since the 70s. It wasn't so much then, and we want to engage the crowd, and we want to display the lifters really doing their best on the big screen. So we've evolved the sport.
Do people venture into this particular sport solely to be a power lifter, or do you get them from other sports? Because, again, I don't know much of how people go from one to the other. I'm thinking bodybuilding and then just lifting. How do you get the power lifters? Where do they come from, sir?
Well, a lot of them have been athletes in other sports. And so at the high school level, they often come from football and track and field. And in a number of states, powerlifting is a recognized school sport. But for adults, we really get them from the population of people who just go to the gym or who participate in CrossFit or some other activity like that. A variety of backgrounds, but one of the things that's interesting about powerlifting is that it's not necessarily a young person's sport. So we often get them young, but they stay a long time, and powerlifters really peak in their late 30s or early 40s if they're persistent.
Man, so it's something once you get involved with, you can...
Your body got to grow up. You got to be a grown man to do that, or woman.
You can grow along with it. That's the next thing I was going to mention to you, Dr. Maley. We talked a lot in recent days and weeks about the women's athletics, especially coming off of the NCAA basketball tournament. Thoughts about women and how they usually get involved in this sport, because you've been involved with it very much from the administrator and the coaching women's programs.
Yeah, powerlifting is made up of about one third women. It's different, I think, than a lot of sports that are sort of male focused. But one third of our participation is women, and we recognize them at every level and offer opportunities at every level. And in fact, we have a pro series each year. It's three stops and has a finals, which historically has been at the Arnold Sports Festival, but we have categories, and we pay the same basically for men and women. So we embrace the participation of women in terms of powerlifting and recognition.
It is the 2024 USA Powerlifting Collegiate Nationals taking place at the Georgia International Convention Center in College Park. They're right there on Camp Creek Parkway, right there by the airport.
Go ahead. Well, I wanted to know, where does the U.S. stand in powerlifting versus other countries around the world?
Well, as it started in the U.S., and really it lost a lot of participation really in the 70s and 80s, but the U.S. really is in front of powerlifting now internationally, and that's especially true if you look at the teenager and masters divisions, where we dominate the rest of the world. But in the open division, we're competitive in any given year. We're in the top one or two countries in the world.
Wow. Back to girls being a part of this, and I've seen, you know, girls participate in different sports. They may have started at one thing, but give, you know, something else. I know girls who throw, you know, in track and field, but some, they come out of, like, they were cheerleaders, right?
Okay. Right. But, no, but, I get what you're saying.
But they got into it, and they enjoyed it, and they found that they can accomplish that type thing. Do you see a lot of that type thing, as weight training is really a part of practically every sport you participate in?
We do, and one of the reasons why you mentioned cheerleaders, and another area where we have participation are gymnasts and former gymnasts, because we have weight classes, and the smallest of the weight classes is 97 pounds for women, going up to more than 220 pounds. So they really can find a place with us, you know, regardless of their size and their build.
Well, I'll just ask Sam. I was trying to see, with the Olympics right around the corner, we got to talk to you about this particular sport and its participation within the Olympics.
We've sought participating for years in the Olympics. We're different than weightlifting. And so we're a world game sport and not an Olympic sport. But interestingly enough, we probably are more popular than weightlifting, with the exception of during Olympic years. And part of the reason is that we get exposure in the United States, and we have success in the United States, more so in powerlifting than in weightlifting.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline, talking with Dr. Larry Maley, and this tour that is going. Talk about this tour, because every week
these guys are everywhere, man.
You know what? And so people have an opportunity to see. How much is it people traveling to making the different stops? Do they pick certain stops that they're going to? And like this one, is a big event. I would imagine it's the Nationals, so people come from all over. But every week, you guys are at two or three different locations nationally.
Well, we have meets from the local level to the national and now international level, but we have 550 meets a year. And really, our hope is to reach out to people wherever they are so they can participate. We were just looking last night, and We have 9 competitions across the country this weekend, from sort of local gym kind of meets to larger meets. And next weekend, there are 14. And as I said, we have 550 meets a year. So really, if you look at USA Powerlifting and go to the calendar, probably within a month, you can find something close to you and jump in and have a look at it or participate if you're so inclined, and join USA Powerlifting and the fun, really.
It sounds like fun, but as I always say on this program, youth participation is the lifeblood of any sport. Talk about your young people to get involved. What's the age they usually begin if parents are listening today and they feel like it's something they may want to take a look at, they may want to come out and see it this weekend, and they have a child that's looking for a sport or an activity that they can gravitate to? What's the age that you start with?
We have a youth division, and it starts at 8 years of age. And so there are 3 divisions for youth: 8 and 10 and 11, and 12 and 13. And then it begins the teenage division. We have high school nationals. It actually was just last weekend in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and collegiate divisions as well. And then you go on to the open division. And for the older folks like me, unfortunately, we have master's divisions that start at 40, and our oldest competitor at the moment is 93.
Wow.
So you can jump in as a child, but if parents are looking to get their children involved, there are teenage competitions and high schools and on up.
If people want to come out and see you today, can they come out today and tomorrow and just watch?
Absolutely. The spectator fee for the nationals is $20 a day. We have three sessions a day today, 2 tomorrow, and the lifting actually starts at 8 o'clock this morning. We probably will finish up by 10 o'clock tonight, maybe. So it will run all day.
Again, I hadn't thought about it. I've just got these pictures that are running through my mind, man.
Yeah,
so I want to recap here in another day or so what this was like. And I'm also trying to picture an 8-year-old with weights.
Yeah.
What's the most that an 8-year-old's lift?
They generally, we do 3 lifts: the squat, the bench press, and the deadlift. But they generally are squatting and deadlifting about their weight at 8 years of age, sometimes as much as 1.5 times. And benching, obviously, substantially less, but it's not uncommon to see an 8-year-old girl, for example, benching 35, 45 pounds.
Okay. My mind is just swirling. We're up against it here, but we wish nothing but success to this this tour that you have going on. You're like Beyonce here.
Yeah.
You get to their website and you see all these locations coming up. Doctor, can't thank you enough. And actually, opening my mind, I never thought about powerlifting that much.
Yeah.
And then being at that event, watching that. And we buried the lead, Sam. I haven't even asked him what would be like a top weight for a competition that somebody would lift, men's and women's. Is that something you can tell us, or is that stay a secret until these guys get out there and perform?
No. In terms of the heaviest men's category this weekend, we have at least one person we think will squat 1,000. We expect a woman to squat in the neighborhood of 600 pounds this weekend.
And Sam is cringing over here. We're just hearing that.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Folks, it is the 2024 USA Powerlifting Collegiate Nationals taking place at the Georgia International Convention Center. They're going to get started at the top of the hour.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Dr. Larry, I'm going to get this right.
Dr.
Larry Maley.
Mm-hmm.
Being on, and that dude's got to be in shape, too.
Oh, you know it.
You don't mess with nobody that's a part of this event. That's going to be a big mistake for somebody who thinks, oh, he just looks kind of nerdy.
No, folks. He's still competing, man. Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.